Transcribed from Tom Brennan's own restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard, Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, here's a man who's a terrific radio personality, but he's got a knack for making a fool of himself. He's got a knack for always being the goat, and it's a habit he should break. And so here he is, the man who ought to have his knack broken, Tom Brennan.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And happy Valentine's Day to you out there along the network. Greetings and best wishes and all that sort of thing from the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. Yes, Hollywood's that place in Southern California where the sun shines all winter long. Well, it does, and deliberately, too. Well, here we go, winding up another week of visits. The place is full of visitors from all over the nation this morning, and we kind of like to see where they hail from as we open the Ivory Flakes portion. How are you? Of our broadcast. Who are you?
Good morning, Tom. Mildred Lyons from Randolph, Massachusetts.
From Randolph, Massachusetts.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And what's this?
Francis Lyons from Randolph, Massachusetts.
Well, it's good to see you.
Thanks.
What are you pulling all the people in here like? Huh? You let me run this show, will you, brother? And who are you?
This is Harold McCaig of Harlan, Iowa.
Yeah, you're all pointing to each other. And you?
Mrs. Frank Paup from Vernon, Texas.
Mrs. What, you say?
Frank Paup, P-A-U-P.
Paup?
Uh-huh.
Miss Frank Paup?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Miss Paup, how long have you been Miss Paup?
For 4 years. Yeah. I saw you 4 years ago on our honeymoon out here.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
You mean you came on your honeymoon out here and you were into the broadcast?
Yes.
Sardi?
Yes, and my husband's in the service and he passed the hat for you because he was a captain in the Army and you thought he was so handsome.
He's not one. Well, say, you're not bad looking yourself. You know that, Miss Pop.
Thank you.
Where's the captain now? Is he out of service?
Yes, he's out of service, but he was very busy and he had seen you and he said I could come alone this morning.
Oh, I see. In other words, he was busy. He slept in, is that it?
Well, frankly, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's mighty nice. Well, you've been traveling with the captain, have you, sir?
Yes, we have. This is our first visit out here, though, since our honeymoon.
Well, good. Thank you, and it's lovely to see you. You're very pretty. Don't thank me, but you're pretty. That's the same. I'm a lovely person. Let's move down here. Hello, Skinny.
Hello, there. Oh, this is Mary Topham from East Freetown, Massachusetts.
From East?
East Freetown, Massachusetts. Yes. Hello, Phoebe.
Here.
What did you say your name was?
Mary Topham from East Freetown, Massachusetts.
Topper.
Topham. T-O-P-H-A-M.
Oh, Topham. Uh-huh, I see. Who is Phoebe?
Oh, Phoebe's a good friend of mine back in East Freetown.
Was she?
She's a good friend of mine back in East Freetown.
Oh, is she? Who are you holding on here to?
My husband. I'm nervous.
You are?
Yes, a little bit.
Well, you don't have to grab him. Pop?
Yeah.
Didn't she always put that stranglehold on
you? Yeah.
Well, you know you should have said hello to Phoebe. You know that.
I did say hello, Phoebe.
You what?
Can I say hello, Mary?
No, you cannot.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Claire Durge from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Battle Creek is one of my favorite cities, too. Mm-hmm. I guess you know. Hello there, Mother. Who are you?
Bob McCollum from Wichita, Kansas.
McCollum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From Wichita?
Yes.
Awfully out for the winter, are you?
Oh, no, just here visiting my daughter.
Yeah. First time here?
I came all here to... So I could come out to see you.
Oh, no. That's awfully nice of McCollum, but you really came to see your daughter, didn't you?
Well, yes, I'm visiting her.
Good. Having a good time.
Fine.
Sure. When are you going back?
The last of March.
The last of March. Mm-hmm. Well, you're hitting some nice weather now, and who are you?
Rose Lawyer from Bloomington, Illinois.
Hello, Rose. What is your name, please? You.
Mrs. Andrew Barnes, Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Mrs. Barnes. Miss Barnes, have you sent all your valentines yet? Oh, you must get them out. I have one more to send. I'm going to do it right now. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm madly in love with a woman who... That is the woman who uses Ivory Flakes for her lovely clothes. And also for the dishes. You know, by golly, men are bound to like her. She watches her appearance. She knows that one box of flakes is all it takes for prettier, younger-looking hands. And that's smart. You know what happens if you get careless about washing your glamour clothes. Well, then what about your hands? Why risk them with a strong wash day soap for dishes? No, you won't rate on Valentine's Day if your hands are rough and red, as well as the heart on a Valentine's card. Maybe the wrong soap's harming your hands. Then I can't urge you too strongly to change to Ivory Flakes for dishes. Ivory Flakes, the pure, mild flake form of Ivory soap. Because for prettier, younger-looking hands, one box of flakes is all it takes. And you talk about suds, say, those Ivory Flakes suds faster. Faster than the fastest leading wash day soap made. They spring into geysers of glistening suds. No wonder Cupid is singing a new song. For speed, for suds, for prettier, younger-looking hands. Only one box of flakes. Ah, that is all it takes. Pure Ivory Flakes. Hey, how about that, Rob? Got a touch of the binger in there, didn't it?
Simply grand, Tom.
Well, thank you. Now we're going for a half. Oh, Johnny, I don't know. There's places. Huh?
There's one over there, kind of a flat thing with a feather behind.
Oh, no, we had a feather model yesterday. I want to. Well, that might look pretty good, but I. No, wait a minute, Johnny. Now, let's don't rush this thing this morning. Let's kind of be. Take our time. There's a little red number sitting on top. Really, I didn't know. No. Oh, Pete. Taking Uncle Corny home. No, not that one either. No, there really some of them are a little on the ridiculous side, but in the main, John, they look pretty sensible. There's one way back there pointed out. Well, let's take this. Yeah, I can't make up my mind. There's an Abe Lincoln model back here. A little on the miniature side. You think that might look good on me? Well, I'll string along with that one, I guess. What's your name?
Hilda Keller.
Where are you from, Hilda?
Norway, Maine, Tom.
Well, you take it off. We'll try it on.
I sure will.
Mid Lane King, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Johnny, this is kind of a nice-looking hat. Not too nice-looking, though. Huh? I don't know how to get it on, John. She had it on a little on the... I think she put it down on the side like that. What did you say your name was?
Hilda Keller.
Keller?
Keller.
Miss Keller.
That's right. Western Harness Racing Association.
Well,
Harness Racing.
Miss Keller, you need a new hat.
That's right. This is an old one, Tom.
Huh?
This is an old one,
yes,
and
sure.
I had it made over when
looks
I
like a little
it.
Old beat-up model. And I'll tell you what, Miss Keller, as you leave the restaurant, we'll be happy to give you one of the new Tom Brenneman model hats,
well,
designed by the finest hat designers in Hollywood.
Thank you very much,
yes,
Tom.
Sir.
That'll
one
be wonderful.
New hats. You can use one, goodness knows. Doesn't she? What did you say?
What she has on is beautiful.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
You think it is as fine?
I really do.
Who are you again?
I'm Mrs. Andrew Barnes, Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Well, no, I didn't know that. She says that yours is one of the smartest looking hats in the house.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tell her.
I appreciate that. That's right.
Well,
Tom.
Then you won't need the new hat. Barnes?
Mrs. Andrew Barnes, Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Goodness knows you could stand one. So, Barnes, you stop out there on the way. There's a 12 of the new models, and we'll give you the hat. That's what you call you talking yourself out of one and talking yourself into one. Also, bring her a cigar, John. There you are, Miss Barnes. Miss Barnes had a little beanie on there. It's hardly. We're going to award our wishing ring now. What is your name?
Marion Turpin, Hollywood.
Hi. You?
Eleanor Chilcote, Salt Lake City.
Good. And what is your name?
Mary Crosby, New York.
Hello, Miss Crosby. 3570 will win our wishing ring. 3570. Who are you?
I'm Helen Parsons from Berry Creek, California.
Mm-hmm.
This is Allie Galatro from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Well, remember, ladies, just keep saving used kitchen fat. Please do. The need is great as ever. Everybody, every day. Hello.
Hello.
And who are you?
Miss Burnett Schultz from Hutchinson, Minnesota.
Miss Burnett Schultz?
That's right.
From Hutchinson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you by chance with the girls back there from Pepperdine College?
No, I'm not.
So we have... What is the sorority back there, girls? Who are you? What? Kappa? Two, with a capital K? Kappa. From Pepperdine. Yeah. Well, thanks. We're glad you came over, girls. Tell me a little something about you. Do you go to school or do you work?
No, I'm working out here in Los Angeles.
And what do you do?
I'm a secretary.
A secretary?
Blake Moffitt and Tom.
Uh-huh. I see. How long have you been with them?
For about 9 months.
9 months. Where'd you go to school?
Hutchinson, Minnesota.
Now, what was your name again? I've forgotten it.
Burnett Schultz.
Schultz, yes. I shouldn't forget that, should I? Well, Burnett, have you been in California a number of years, a number of months or years, or how long?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. You suppose the home folks might be hearing you?
Well, I'm sure they are.
Did you write and tell them you were coming over?
Yes, I did.
Well, you never know who the winner will be. Here is the wishing ring. Do you mind my asking you how old you are? Do you mind telling?
No, I don't mind telling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 23.
23. You surely do not look it. I mean, yes, you do. I don't know why. Oh, I don't know what I meant. Here, honey. There you are. Put it on your finger. Gee, it fits nicely, too. You've heard the program, haven't you, Miss Schultz?
Yes, I have.
All right, now you make a wish.
Well, I wish to spend my vacation in Mexico City this summer.
Oh, you want to go to Mexico City?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, are you saving your money?
I certainly am.
Good. You want to make that trip?
Yes, very much.
What did you say? I've held her hand long enough.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
Will you please attend your own knitting? She says she's enjoying it very much. Well, gee, I hope your wish comes true. How do you want to go down? Fly down, I guess.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we might be able to arrange a flight for you.
You think so?
Maybe one way.
That would be wonderful.
Well, let's see. Maybe we can. I don't know, Miss Schultz. If you leave your name and your address with Miss Reddy before you leave the restaurant, we might be able to do that.
I
know a couple of fellas that fly. Is Mance still flying to Mexico City, John? Paul Mance? Uh-huh. Well, you see, what we'll do, we'll just mention the fact that he makes a flight to Mexico City, Paul Mance. He has a commercial airline, and he may be able to just poke you in a little corner somewhere. Huh?
Well, that would be wonderful.
Uh-huh. Right. But you have to take care of the rest of the expenses.
Oh, yes, I understand that.
Well, by golly, we hope you get your trip. You'll love Mexico City. Who are you, anyway? What's your name?
Mrs. Garwood.
What first name is Mrs. Garwood?
Dorothy Garwood from Sunland.
And you think that I've held her hand long enough?
I do. I don't think it should be one-sided at all.
Oh, you don't?
Not a handsome man like you are.
A handsome man like I am?
Yes.
Well, if you think I'm going to waste my time holding your hand, you're... You were here last year, weren't you, Miss Garwood? How old are you, Miss Garwood? 81. Did you win an orchid last year? You got a roses. You're having a birthday today? Yeah, I see. Okay. Well, I will about conclude the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood. Incidentally, Mrs. Barnes, isn't that the name? When you get your new hat, you can also take one of these nice swank slips and put it on. How you'll ever get into that, I'll never tell you. No? Huh? The daughter can, yeah. That will conclude the, and remember to take care of it with Ivory Flakes. This first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. The next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, makers of Pep. Here's our good neighbor letter, then we'll meet Uncle Corny. The good neighbor letter this morning comes from Conroe, Texas. It says, Dear Tom, we the members of the Conroe Hub Club would like to nominate Miss Frances Stoneham of Conroe for your good neighbor orchid. Miss Stoneham is a librarian in the William B. Travis Junior High School of Conroe, and her dream for years has been a public library for Conroe and Montgomery counties. And she has worked for a number of years trying to interest a civic group in sponsoring the library. And about a year ago, the Conroe Hub Club, a mother's club, decided to sponsor a library as a project. We know nothing about a library, and Miss Stoneham offered her help, and she gave her summer vacation and all her spare time since to the project without any pay. Miss Stoneham has taught members of the club how to conduct the library, and she has trained girls in junior high and given them points in working in the public library. Conroe now has a small, flourishing public library and a bright future for a larger one. And we, the club members, feel that we could not have accomplished this without the help of Miss Frances Stoneham. We hope that you will find her deserving of your good neighbor orchid. Sincerely yours, the Conroe Hub Club in Conroe, Texas. And we've had word from Texas that all the schools in Conroe have radios in each classroom and that they would be tuned to KXYZ in Houston to listen to us this morning. Furthermore, this afternoon at 3 o'clock Houston time, Miss Stoneham will be interviewed over KXYZ by Bob Blaise of that station, who Miss Stoneham taught when he was in the 7th grade. And we just hope that they're having a good time down there. This morning, our orchid goes to Texas, Mrs. Frances Stoneham, Conroe. She has been made our good neighbor of the day. Hello, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good today.
You look pretty good.
Yeah, say, I just saw that March edition of that Radio Mirror magazine written by your secretary, Dorothy Hagel, that story she wrote.
Yeah. When Dorothy finished that article, I could see that she really had a flair for that sort of thing.
A flair? A match would have been better.
Oh, no, Corny. Didn't you like the article?
Well, I don't see that they have to crumb up a good magazine like Radio Mirror with your picture and the story of your life and all such as that.
Oh, well, people might like to read about our program, how it started and so forth. They might like to know about all the ingredients that go to make up the breakfast show.
Oh, ingredients.
That's what I said, ingredients.
Oh, that's a simple recipe. You just take a restaurant and a microphone and mix up thoroughly and add one bad egg.
Well, I'm very proud of Dorothy's literary ability, Corny. I think that it was very sweet of her to say such nice things about me.
Oh, yeah, she's quite a secretary.
Yeah.
Why, she's even painting fingernails on the end of those fingers she cut off.
What are you talking about? She's painting nails on the end of those fingers she cut off.
Says that'll improve the looks of her shorthand.
Oh, isn't that awful? Well, I think it was swell anyway. It was mighty nice of the Radio Mirror magazine to publish it.
Yes, even though it means 7 years bad luck.
What do you mean, 7 years bad luck?
Yeah, they've got you in it, brother. That Radio Mirror must be cracked.
Who's writing your material now, Corny?
Fell up in the name of Colby, Vance Colby.
Well, I want you to pick up the orchid and see that it gets to Mrs. Frances Stoneham in Conroe, Texas. You'll take care of it, won't you?
Yes, I'll take care of it. Goodbye, everybody.
So long, Tony. Corny. Well, when it's as bad as that, I think the author should have credit, don't you? You know, I mentioned yesterday that we'd have a surprise for you today, and now's the time to spring it. You've heard me talk about the Breakfast in Hollywood phonograph records, which are highlights from actual Breakfast in Hollywood broadcasts. Well, the selections on these records were taken off the air, just as they happened right here on the show. and there's some very funny bits in it, which just happened. I mean, which were never rehearsed and which won't happen again the same way. Now, there are 9 different episodes which add up to about 15 minutes of hilarious entertainment from Breakfast in Hollywood. Not because I'm in it, because of the subject matter. Some of these were taken from shows of several years ago, some from or more recent ones, and so from in between and so forth. So, if you and your friends have been here, who knows, maybe you're in one of these records. Now, every time I've happened to mention these records during the program, we've had a lot of letters asking about them. So, the grand old Kellogg Company has worked out a deal so that everyone who wants these Breakfast in Hollywood records can get them. There are 2 10-inch double-faced recordings. You play them on both sides, and they're exactly the same as you get in the record stores. But they're not going to cost you half as much. And you'll get a kick out of hearing them, I feel sure. Now, thanks to the Kellogg Company, here's all you do to get these 2 records for 4 sides of entertainment. Just mail 1 box top from swell-tasting Kellogg's Pep and a $1 bill or a money order or a check for $1 to me, Tom Brenneman, Hollywood, California. That's all the address you'll need. Now, there's a real deal for you. You get 2 of these amusing Breakfast in Hollywood records for less than the cost of 1. And I'll give you that information again. Send 1 box top from Pep, the Sunshine cereal, and a $1 bill or check or money order for $1 to me, Tom Brenneman, Hollywood, California. And your 2 Breakfast in Hollywood records will quickly be on their way to you. Suffice to say, this offer is very limited, so get your order in today. Trying to make a nice permanent souvenir of the program. Now then, we're Dorkid time. And we're going to award our... We know that Mrs. Darwood is 81. 81. Who is the eldest guest this morning? Mrs. Darwood is 81. Is there anybody older than 81? How? Well, what do you know, Mrs. Garwood? You walk off with the orchid this time. Last year, you missed it. Come on out here and meet the ladies. You missed
it.
Well, come on, honey. Your first name now is Miss...
Dorothy.
Dorothy Garwood. And you're from where, Miss Garwood? From...
Sunland.
From Sunland. Well, come on now in the spotlight and meet the ladies of Breakfast in Hollywood. There you are. Came in last year and didn't get an orchid, eh?
No, I got roses. I came in on my birthday, and your brother was here, and he autographed my... card. And
my brother Mark? Or
yes, Carl? Mark.
Uh-huh.
But I think you're better.
You what?
I think you do better.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're just saying that because you're going to get an orchid.
No, I got roses last year.
You got roses last year. Tell me, Mrs. Garwood, how old was the lady last year who won the orchid?
84, I think.
She was
83.
83
or 84? I was
80. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, tell us about you now. Where are you from, Liz? Where are you born?
I was born in Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I attended the high school at Fergus Falls and the teacher's college at St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And then I jumped out into the world.
Oh, did you afterwards teach, Miss Garland?
Oh, yes, I taught.
Yes.
And I've been married a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Have 2 children. Well, that's all right.
Well, sure. Sure, business.
And I could have been married several times,
mm-hmm.
but twice was enough.
Twice was enough.
When you make a mistake once, why, you generally quit, but sometimes you make it twice. And, but not the third time.
No. Well, tell me, where did you teach, Ms. Garwood?
I taught in, Long Prairie, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I married quite young.
Yes.
And lived in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And was married at Long Prairie, Minnesota.
How many children did you have, Miss Garwood?
Two boys.
Two boys?
I have a boy here and one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And you're visiting with him now?
Oh, I'm living here by myself.
Oh, yes, so you said.
Up in Sunland.
Yes. Do you have your own little home up there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm nursed out from the Methodist Hospital several years
mm-hmm.
here, and then I went up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's lovely up there, isn't it?
Oh, wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Just wonderful.
Sunland, that's certainly named...
It's certainly right.
Yeah, you bet it's granted.
This is California.
A couple of members of the Chamber of Commerce of Sunland.
Oh, are they?
Imagine.
Oh, I'm.
Are they all in your party, Miss Garwin?
My,
back here.
Well, I guess they must be.
Well, you're a noisy bunch, I'll tell you that. Well, now tell us more about you. What do you do to keep busy during the day? All that.
Well,
you're certainly a very active woman.
I think a lot. Mm-hmm. And I work in my flowers. I led a public life for the last 20 years. I've been head of public office and government office.
What in Washington. What capacity, Miss Garwin?
I was clerk of the court and county clerk in Washington.
Oh, well, then this facing an audience means nothing to you, does it?
My God,
you're an old hand at that sort of thing.
My audience is mostly criminal, you know.
Huh?
My audience was mostly criminal.
Mostly criminal?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, looking at some of these faces, I think you're right at home.
Yes, I feel very much at home.
You feel very much at home?
Oh, yes.
Well, don't look at me. Look out that way.
Well, yeah, you're one of the audience.
Yeah, I'm one of the... No, I'm not one of the audience.
Oh, yes.
Well, you didn't get cheated out of your orchid this time, Miss Garwin.
Oh, that looks good.
There are a few.
Oh, yes.
Those are our Armroy orchids. Yes, sir, that... Oh, gee, it just matched tonight.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yes, but isn't there something else that comes with this?
Huh? Is there something else that comes with it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't want to kiss an old criminal like me.
Well, you know you can do something once.
Once.
I was just telling the girls there, always try something once.
Always try it once.
Yes, anyway.
It's a deal. Oh, hey. What's the pleasure? You're all right. I'll do it right afterwards. I'll be happy.
All right. All
right. You should behave yourself then. Bye. Incidentally, we're sending orchids to this morning to Mrs. Adrian Bancroft in Columbus, Ohio, to Mrs. Eliza Heller in Buffalo, New York, Mrs. Mary Kinsey of Atlanta, Georgia, Kinsey, that is, Mrs. Lucy Lemoore of Schenectady, New York, and Mrs. Mary J. Thompson, Webster City, Iowa, all of whom are celebrating their 100th birthdays this very day. Have a grand day. Oh, we have so much to do. We have some lovely flowers here from Cedric's. We have the Dewberry Beauty Kit to award, and we have you get your hat right after the broadcast, Miss Barnes. Don't worry, you've got the slip on the hat now. Might give you a Kellogg variety package too. They can, something just to give away things, and we have some other things to give away. But right now, we're going to have to break it up, and we'll make those awards right after we leave the network. So out with your songs, won't you, folks? And sing it loud. And you out there, join us. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast. We had a most wonderful time. We hope you liked our little program. Remember, this is Boy Scout Week, a week set aside to focus the nation's attention to the wonderful work that shapes the destinies of many of our boys. The Scouts are a wonderful training ground. That will do it for today and this week. Good luck to our nation and to Americans all over the world, wherever you may be listening. Till Monday, then. Bye, all.
Tom Brennan's Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes.
Say, Mom, count your youngsters in on the fun of collecting the full-color bird pictures that now come in packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. They'll get a kick out of swapping duplicates with their friends and collecting all 24 pictures in the series. And they can learn to identify birds in the air. There's a full description on the reverse side of each picture. Get your kids the colorful albums, too, so they can paste in their collections. Instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. But remember, these bright-colored educational bird pictures come as prizes. One in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. Crumbles. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.